All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You text us, the same number. You know, Sandy, I remember about 2 weeks ago when there was all the great fanfare about the Democrats and Republicans doing something about guns.
Yeah.
Man, they really led you to believe that, man, we really got something to accomplish.
Well, I mean, that's like political spin. You know, I heard Biden announcing when he came back from the Mideast, he said, you know, before I left the Mideast, I signed the toughest gun, and it might be true. It might be the toughest gun control law enacted for a very long time, but it's not very tough.
No.
It deals with assault rifles and things. You know, the genie is so far out of the bottle in the United States on guns that you know, we got 400 million guns in private hands. We got 20 million assault rifles in private hands. You know, they could stop selling guns tomorrow, and we have a problem that would last for a very long time. Guns have a long shelf life. You know, they don't just go out of. I've got two guns at home that belong to my great grandfather that date back to 1837.
And they probably still work.
Oh, yeah, they would.
Yeah, still, no.
Yeah. So, I mean, guns don't wear out. And unfortunately, the ones that do wear out, it's because they've been used far too much.
You know, Sandy, another horrific crime, and you get tired of talking about it because.
Well, it's crazy. You know, people. I was talking on the tour, in fact, with a guy, and he was going down the guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Right.
And I said, and crazy people kill people.
Yeah, people.
He said, yeah. And I said, and crazy people are everywhere, right?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. And I said, well, if a crazy person goes crazy in Japan, they kill one person with a knife before they get killed themselves. In the United States, a crazy person picks up an AR-15 and, you know, he can knock off 46 people in Las Vegas. You know, it's crazy. You know, the fact is that crazy people exist everywhere. We aren't going to get rid of mental infirmity.
Right. But they're hiding behind that.
But the tool of killing that is used makes a big difference in terms of what happens when someone goes bonkers.
Well, you know, I said the last several weeks, I was talking about it, and I said, you say guns don't kill people, people kill people, people with guns kill people.
Yeah, and people with guns can kill a lot more people.
Yeah, 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 they don't have guns. Yeah,
if you have a fork, you can do some damage, but you're not going to kill six people in a parade in Highland.
But, Sandy, it is certainly getting to a point where if this society doesn't make some strong decisions. I mean, we have to enough of this already, right? I mean, somewhere some sanity has to come into play.
Well, you'd think it would have come into play quite a long time ago. I mean, this is a play whose act keeps happening over and over again. There's a curtain call, and then there's another curtain call,
right.
And it just keeps happening. I don't have much hope for that because I think we jumped the tracks. A long time ago, when the NRA turned from a hunting society into a gun manufacturer's representative group, and when we turned the Second Amendment totally on its head, and when everyone bought into it. I mean, it's not just the Supreme Court that jumped the track. So did politicians and society. And we now think the Second Amendment is something that I don't think it was ever intended to be, but I don't think it'll ever change. Unlike Roe v. Wade, which we were able to change, you know, the court found a way to make that change. They decided to do it. They'll never make that decision about gun rights.
You know, I was watching a... I think it was, I forgot where it was. Maybe it was in a where the alderman and common council or city hall somewhere.
Yeah.
I forgot where it was. Alder people were having a discussion about gun rights and those kind of things. And one of the guys said, he said, that there's only, it takes the police 5 minutes if something happened to get to my house. five whole minutes.
Yeah.
He said, that's too long. That's reason enough for me to defend my family. And I'm wait a minute, man. 5 minutes, pretty good.
Well,
in a city.
Yeah. I mean, the data on guns used in self-defense, it tells you that the first person who's likely to die
from a
gun is the person who owns the gun. The next most likely person to die is a family member. You know, it isn't even on the chart, the notion that that gun would likely be used to in self-defense. It doesn't get used that way. It doesn't. You know, there's accidental deaths in the family. There's suicide death. There's all kinds of deaths that can occur from that gun, but when it is used in self-defense, it makes national news because it is such a rare event.
You know, we'll go to the phone lines after the break because it's too close to break. But you know, Sandy, it's not going to get any better, is it?
Well, you know, before the last break, I was mentioning Alexis de Tocqueville. And
yes.
He's this French philosopher that came to the United States in the 1830s, traveled around the United States. Then he wrote a book about his travels and his comments about American culture.
1830s.
Yeah. And he got it. He was like prescient. He wrote about American individualism and American anti-aristocracy. He said that the American individualism was, and he talked about American exceptionalism, but he wasn't saying it in a complimentary way. He was saying that our individualism was such that we didn't understand the benefit of community, and that we would possibly be so individualistic that we could never buy into the community's interest. And that looks pretty true right now. That looks like a very prescient comment that we in America have not bought into the community responsibility we have, as well as the community interest that we should have in the community welfare. If we did, like they do in Europe, you know, we'd have child daycare, we'd have these things, this safety net for our community. But now, it's all about laissez-faire, you know, caveat emptor. Each man to himself, and that's part of our gun lore as well. The gun lore fits into that same mystique.
All right, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll come directly to the phone lines after the break. Sandy Williams is here. We'll be right back.